Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's high school basketball tonight here on WCDO, coming to you live from Delaware Academy in Delhi. A huge MAC girls matchup tonight between Delhi and visiting BG. I'm Nate Lull. Welcome into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler features the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, it's been a long time, but we're happy to have Israel Lorimer back with us tonight here on WCDO. As I was trying to think earlier, it had to be pre-COVID last time you were on with us.
I was thinking about the same thing. I think it was at Cortland.
Yes.
I think the sectional championships or semifinals right before, I think, Unitigo won and then didn't play in the state championship because they didn't have it. I think that might have been the last time.
I think you're right.
The spring of 20?
Yeah, 2020. Because
yeah.
We were preparing. We did that game at Cortland. We were preparing to go to regionals. Would have been Unitigo and Coop, and then the world shut down.
I think that might have been the last time I called a game with you.
Wow. So it's great to have you back. You aren't on much because you are usually doing clock duty at a lot of the BG home games, so we get to grab you here for a game at Delhi, so that worked out great.
Yeah, love doing it, but yeah, usually working the home games, working the board.
So real quick, before we go to break here on the Butler Auto pregame show, this has been a big matchup. BG comes in undefeated. Delhi has played a very tough schedule. I know you had some of those stats there that you wanted to pass along.
Yeah, so you got two great teams. You've got 10-2 on the Delhi side. Their two losses are to state-ranked teams, a Class A school. Peru is ranked 17th in the state, and they're 10-3. And then an undefeated Class C team in Greenwich, and they're ranked 2 in the state in Class C. On the other side, Bainbridge Guilford is ranked 6th. Delhi is also ranked 10th in the state in Class C, but BG has not lost, 12-0, 5-0 in the MAC, and ranked 6th in New York State at Class C.
I did see just last night, I believe it was last night, Greenwich lost for the first time to Stillwater, which is one of their big rivals up there in Section 2. But, I mean, just some phenomenal Class C teams. When you talk to Coach Conway and Coach Bruce, it's like whoever gets out of our section, whoever makes the state tournament, it's going to be a gauntlet. There's some really good Western New York teams. There's some good Northern New York teams. But these are two of our teams right now that are going to be in the conversation for potentially playing in a MAC championship, potentially making a deep run in sectionals. So certainly going to be a lot of fun. Israel and I are going to take a quick break. We'll come back, continue to break this down. Why is this game being played on a Saturday instead of a Friday? We'll get into all that when we come back. It's the BG Girls at Delhi here tonight on WCDO.
Well, it happened again. Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney bought too many vehicles. You see, he found great deals on a wide variety of late model, low mileage cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs. So there's around 190 vehicles squeezed on the lot. Enter Mike Butler. Tyler, 190 vehicles? You better come up with a way to make room on this lot. So, all vehicles are discounted by $500, $1,000, and as much as $1,500. Every vehicle on the lot is included in this sale. And if that's not enough, Butler Auto Sales is still going to guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition. And one more thing. Tyler told me there are more vehicles on the way, but that's between you and me. Don't tell Mike. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Butler Auto Sales is open Saturday till 3 p.m. and will open at noon this Monday.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO, joined by Israel Lorimer. You can also find us on WCDOsports.com. That is brought to you by SFCU. That's our free audio stream. If you are looking for the video of tonight's game, as many people always ask me, you can just look up the Delaware Academy Huddle account. If you don't know what Huddle is, you're out there saying, Nate, what the heck is that? You can just listen to us. It's a lot easier. But if you are a Huddle or a video person, you'll know how to find that. and you can watch tonight's game here between Delhi and BG. So, is this game originally scheduled for Friday night? It was rescheduled to tonight because of some sickness on the BG side. They also had a game postponed earlier in the week, and we just kind of wanted to put out there that this is something that is kind of really going through not only this team but the entire BG school, and I know you can speak to that.
Yeah, we had Regents Week last week, and if we didn't, I feel like we would have been missing about half of our student body. Doesn't matter who you talk to. A lot of flu going around, a lot of common cold. I know that for most practices, both JV and varsity are missing about half their players, like not at practice. So the sickness was a real thing, and hopefully they're feeling a little better tonight and we get a good game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that, yes, you got some little extra rest, but, you know, everybody right now this time of year is dealing with something. But when you have a team that's that sick, you know, there's going to be some people out there battling tonight through some adversity, I'm sure, not feeling 100%. And you and I were talking before we jumped on. I mean, yes, these two teams are 1-2 in the standings right now. And, you know, this is something potentially they could see each other again in the semifinals or potentially the MAC championship in about a month from now. But let's take a look at the standings here currently. If you ever want to find MAC boys or girls standings, you can visit my website, natelaw.com. We update these every night. And just click on the standings page there. So BG comes in 5-0, 12-0, as Israel said. Delhi comes in 4-0 in the league, 10-2 overall. The other undefeated team in the league right now is Sydney at 5-0, 7-4 overall. And then kind of sitting in that four spot, kind of jockeying for that position right now, is Walton Downsville at 4-2, Unitego at 4-2, and Oxford at 4-3. Harpersville, DH, Afton, Green, and UV are kind of in that second tier of the league right now. So, Iz, what do you think? I mean, that's, if you kind of look at it, 5 to 6 really good teams fighting for those four spots.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight. And obviously over the next 2 weeks, which is what's left in the regular season, you're going to see a lot of that kind of shakeout. With Sydney still having to play both Delhi and Bainbridge Guilford. What I think is really cool about your site, too, is if you're ever looking for a score, he updates them. You'll probably see him the next morning, sometimes that night. So if you're ever looking for a score or the standings, that's a great spot to look. You know, Walton Downsville is also a very tough team. That fourth spot, or right now it's looking like the fourth spot is the one that is going to be up for grabs. BG, Delhi, and Sydney are looking pretty good without losing and still having to play each other. So there's a lot to be determined, obviously, 1 through 4, but it looks to me like the top three are kind of there, and then there's three teams playing for one spot.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to kind of see who rises to the top and gets that one seed. The two, you know, not that either game is going to be a cakewalk, but that 2-3 matchup potentially could be a really tough semifinal when you consider the three teams that are fighting for it right now. And then that four spot, I mean, Unitego is going to be tough. Walton Downsville is going to be tough. I saw Grace Wally is here tonight, the star from Walton Downsville, averaging, you know, 23.5 points a game. She's got her WCDO Athlete of the Week sweatshirt on, so you got to love that.
Yeah, she's probably got a couple of those, doesn't she?
Yeah, she. You could pick her almost every week. So the other thing, if you want to know more, you can find out on natelaw.com. We got our top scorers page for any boys or girls averaging above 15 points a game. I kind of upped it from 10 points to 15 points this year. We update that every day. So, as I said, Grace is on there, second in the area at 23.5 points a game. In terms of players in tonight's game, Delhi's Danielle Innist is on the list, averaging 15.7 points per game. The rest of these teams, as Iz and I have talked about off the air, extremely balanced. And so you're going to have a lot of players in that 8, 9, 10, 12 points a game. And the scoring can really come from anywhere for both these teams. So, all right, Izzy and I will take a break. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups for BG and Delhi here tonight on WCDO.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. BG Girls visiting Delhi here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Israel is going to have our BG starting lineup for you first.
Yeah, number 4, a senior, Peyton Umbra. Number 11, a junior, Emma Kinter. Number 13, a senior, Jacelyn Henderson. Number 14, a junior, Victoria Suda. And number 21, a sophomore, Marissa Mayo.
All right, the lights have gone off in the gym. The spotlight is on. Picture 96 Bulls here, if you will. They've done this for some boys' games. They've been doing it more for the girls. Really, really cool. Here's our starting lineup. First for Delaware Academy and head coach Todd Bruce. They will start with junior number 1, Lexi Davis. Sophomore number 2, Jalen Prisco. The lone senior is number 5, Rebecca Verspore. They have junior number 10, Tyler Apps. And the freshman number 15, Danielle Innes. So we are set to go. Is, what do you think of this whole lights off spotlight thing? Pretty cool.
Love it. Anything to pump it up. You know, you've been in our gym, and we play this song, and I have fun introducing it. The other part is, too, is the kids really enjoy it. The senior boys have asked me. I usually don't work many boys' games. They ask me if I'll come down and do the intros for their senior night, and I said, absolutely. So anything to pump them up, you know, anything to make them feel special, you know, because this comes and goes.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
It really does.
I love it.
And we are up in what they call Nate's Nest here at DA. We're also up here with the spotlight, so it's a little tight right now. But
yeah, we're ducking under the spotlight as it swings around.
Yeah, we're making it work. But this is really cool. Really nice for Rebecca Verspore, too, the lone senior on this Delhi team. This is a very young, talented Delhi team, and Rebecca's family had a nice presentation before. They just kind of put a little crown on her head here, too.
They gave her a little tiara.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
Really cool. In a way, I think playing this on a Saturday almost works out a little better in terms of, I think people who maybe had to go to another game last night said, hey, let's come watch Delhi and BG here tonight. Pretty good crowd on hand, despite the weather, the cold, everything out there. People wanted to see this for sure.
A lot of MAC head coaches in this gym right now watching this game.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of coaches, a lot of non-league coaches that still have to play one of these teams have been stopping by here as well. So we are getting ready to go here. So BG is going to be in the road navy blue uniforms with the white trim. It says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in the home whites with the maroon trim, and it says Delaware Academy in white or in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. So spotlights out of the way, and we are good to go back up here in Nate's Nest. So that was pretty cool. Very cool.
Definitely.
All right, so we are set to go here. Student section, usually on the far side of the gym, is now on the near side, right near our broadcast position. So definitely going to get some noise on today's broadcast, which we love. Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Big thanks to Mike and Tyler for all their support. And we are off and running. And BG's got the basketball going left to right on your radio dial. Again, in the navy blue with the white trim. Student section on their feet. Early chance of defense. Marissa Mayo to the left side. We'll see what Todd Bruce decided to dial up on defense here tonight.
Man-to-man right now.
Kinter to the near side for Henderson. Yeah, a little man-to-man. Henderson splits through, tries a layup, no good. What'd you see on D there is?
Well, you're going to see man-to-man certainly from Bainbridge Guilford, so you're going to get the old school just man-to-man matchup and try to really force him into some bad passes and tough shots.
Tyler Apps with the ball here. She's kind of the floor general out there, directing traffic for Delhi as they go right to left. Danielle Innes at the top of the key now. Shot clock to 10. Good backdoor cut by Apps, and she finishes.
Yeah, it was almost a little flex cut.
And then after the play, a little, looks like Prisco got tripped up there. And some full court pressure coming here from DA. 7:10 to go here in the first quarter, and BG's able to break the press. Again, going left to right, Umbra down the right side. Umbra into the paint, finding Victoria Suda. Pump fakes, leaves it near side for Mayo. 3-point line extended. 2-0 lead for Delhi early. Suda to the left side, dribbles through. Puts it up, and the layup is no good, and a rebound for Delhi. Apps is in transition down the right side. Tyler splits two defenders, takes it in, finger roll, no good, a rebound for BG. And Umbra back the other way. Umbra's kind of the floor general point guard here for BG. She directs traffic, tries to go to Henderson on the near side. Miscommunication, they throw it away, back to Delhi.
Yeah, both teams are going to man-to-man, full-court press. Even if they do play half court, they're going to pick you up at half court and make everything difficult, every pass, everything.
We've seen a lot of games over the years in the regular season, Delhi BG, that barely got into the 30s. You could see something like that here today.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, if the defense is tight or how it goes. Delhi takes it inside again with Apps, puts the shoulder down, finds some room and scores.
Yeah, she's got 4 points for Delhi so far.
So Delhi leads 4-0 over BG, 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Umbra's across midcourt and to the left side for Suda. Now to Jaislyn Henderson to the interior, blocked there by Prisco. Good straight up D. And Delhi's got it back. Innes to head now for Lexi Davis. Shovel pass underneath for Verspoor. She's fouled as she went up by Marissa Mayo with exactly 6 to go in the first quarter. Delhi up 4-0.
The transition was really fast both times. So they pick a side and they transition up that side. It's almost a sideline fast break.
Yeah, good movement there by Delhi to get it back up the floor. Verspoor at the line. The senior is able to hit the first. That's scary for this Delhi team. Only one senior on this roster. And Verspoor is going to settle in for her second shot and missed it off the front of the rim. A rebound here for BG. Feels like the Bobcats just need to settle in here.
Yeah, basket will do it.
Umbra to the left corner with Delhi leading 5-0. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Mayo, near side, Henderson, looking for options. Finds Umbra off a screen. Peyton gets some room, but good switching here by Delhi on D so far. Suda into the paint, stripped, but it goes to Henderson. Henderson back to Suda. Her shot off the glass is too strong. Rebound Mayo. Mayo on the left low block, kicks it back out. Umbra for a three, no, short. And Delhi's got a rebound. Good looks there for BG, but they just can't seem to get one to go. Delhi in transition, leading 5-0. 5:20 to go in the first. Great spin move by Danielle, and she finishes. And Delhi leads 7-0 with 5:10 to go in the first quarter, and Coach Conway wants a timeout. We're going to step away as well, but a great start for DA. They lead BG 7-0 here on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. The Delhi girls lead BG 7-0. Is what's Coach Conway saying in that timeout for the Bobcats?
Just settle down a little bit, you know, settle in, get a basket, and then, you know, buckle down and play some good defense.
BG brings it back down the floor, going left to right. A steal, though, by Delhi. BG tried to thread the needle. It wasn't there. Innocent transition. The freshman, talented player here. Spin move in the paint. Little up and under. Decides to kick it out. Prisco, right side three, and it's short. Draws air. Out of bounds. Going back to BG.
What I really like about this matchup is obviously both of these guys are great coaches, and they've got a lot of wins, and you know you're going to get a team that's ready to play you, whatever you do. So for BG, they like to run the flex, and you know that Todd Bruce knows the flex, and that's all they worked on the last part of this week was those flex cuts and making sure they're switching. And you can see that they're doing a great job so far with that game plan.
Bobcats have it on the left side. Here is a three ball from the outside. Won't go, but a rebound. And finally, BG gets a bucket to fall here with Camry Patton off the bench. Makes it 7-2. Delhi in transition. Here's Lexi Davis with a little up and under left-handed layup. It's good. Nice move there by Davis, and Delhi leads 9-2. And now a steal by the Bulldogs. Apps, a jumper, and she hits it. And Apps has got six, and Delhi can't miss right now. They lead 11-2.
Yeah, they're shooting the lights out right now.
4:05 to go in the first quarter. BG across midcourt with Marissa Mayo. And the pressure defense causing some problems here. Umbra to the right side. BG being patient on offense. Going here to Camry Patton. Shot clock is in single digits. It's down to five. Here's Suda. Pump fakes. Feeds one back. Patton along two. Short, but she got a rebound. They got a fresh shot clock to work with if they can find some real estate. Good cut there by Suda. Takes it inside and scores.
Camry Patton with two offensive rebounds to keep those last two possessions alive for him.
And a great pass there from Patton to find Suda. It's 11-4. Here's Delhi back the other way. Innes will kick one out. Lexi Davis tries a three, and hits on the left side for Davis. She's got five, and it's 14-4. Delhi with the lead. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Live from Delaware Academy. Patton, little jab step, looking for options. We'll feed one back to Kinter. Again, BG going left to right. They're in the navy blue with the white trim. Delhi's in the white with the maroon trim. They go to Suda at the left elbow. Working one back out. Shot clock again is deep. It's down to five. Umbra comes off a screen, tries to shoot, and she's stripped by Prisco. Delhi's got it. Ahead for Danielle Innes. Great extra pass, finding Davis, and she scores. And another timeout for BG. With 2:43 to go in the first, it's Delhi 16. BG 4 for Israel Lormer. I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:45 to go, first quarter, 16-4. Delhi girls on top. Iz and I were talking over some stats during the break. What do you got so far, just shooting percentage-wise?
I mean, Delhi's got to be 75% or so, and that'll win you a lot of basketball games if you can keep that up over four quarters. Most teams can't.
Out of the timeout, BG throws it away against the pressure here of Delhi. A shot from the outside is missed there by Leah Young, who checked into the game, and BG's got some breathing room back down the floor, looking to set it up. Go to Jalen Winans on the near side, who's off the bench now for BG. Coach Conway looking for some options here to try to figure things out. Now a steal by Danielle Lennis down the right side. Danielle is all alone for a layup, and she scores. And that makes it Delhi 18-4 over BG with 2:10 to go in the first. BG coming in undefeated, but they're in trouble right now. BG up the left side. Another steal by Leah Young. Got into the trap there and was able to rip that ball out of Mayo's hands. Now Lexi Davis pump fakes and a traveling violation here at the top of the arc with just under 2 minutes to go in the first. Delhi leading 18-4.
Delhi's doing a great job on their defense. They're talking. They're switching. They're just communicating well, and that's a big part of offense or playing defense.
And now BG throws it away. Some of this half-court trap pressure has been tough for BG to handle so far. And Todd Bruce going to the bench in the early going here. He's mixed in a couple of different players. And now another timeout is going to be taken here by BG. 1:53 to go in the first. Delhi girls leading BG 18-4. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Welcome back. We're live from Delaware Academy tonight here in Delhi. Delhi girls have jumped out to an 18-4 lead over BG in this really big MAC girls basketball matchup here tonight. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Israel Lormer, and Delhi's got it coming out of the timeout, going right to left. Danielle Ennis, left side, spin move down low. That's deadly, and she's fouled as she puts it up. Can't get that shot to go, but she's going to the line. Is what makes that so effective for her down low like that?
Well, she does a good job. We're looking right behind her. She goes to the right with that spin move, and she uses it all the time. And she does a good job. She's almost drop-stepping through the spin, and then she's just got the person sealed on her back.
So D at the line here for DA, and her first shot at the line rattles in and out. With 1:40 to go in this first quarter, an 18-4 lead for the Bulldogs, who have been very battle-tested in the early part of this season. As Izzy said, a lot of state-ranked teams on their schedule so far. And she hits the second. So you have Davis with 7, Apps with 6, and Ennis with 5 to lead Delhi. Bobcats have it going across midcourt, Delhi leading 19-4. A lot of pressure near the midcourt timeline, and the Bobcats having trouble with it. And they try to go to Umbra, and it's stolen away here by Tyler Apps, and then a foul on Jaislyn Henderson as Delhi tries to take off back down the court with 1:25 to go in this first quarter. Just seems like BG cannot find any rhythm right now.
With a lot of sync, for sure.
So again, Delhi will get it back near the scorer's table, far side as they go right to left, and they'll get it into Prisco. Prisco right side, bounce pass for Innist. Will dish one back off. Now they find Leah Young in the corner. A three there is halfway down, popped out, rebound for the Bobcats. Winans went into the land of the trees and scooped it up. Winans, a promising young guard here for BG, will dish one off, finds Mayo. A straightaway three is good, and that should help as Marissa Mayo gets her first bucket, one of our recent athletes of the week on WCDO. Down low here for Danielle Innist. Spin move underneath, blocked, but she gets it back. Shovels it over to the near side. Here's Leah Young. A little left-handed push won't go. Rebound for BG. Bobcats finding a little life here, but a steal by Tyler Apps. Took it right away. Tries a quick jumper. Can't get it to go. Tracks down her own rebound, and then a hard play along the sideline here as both teams were going for the ball. Looks like it'll go back to BG with 38 seconds to go first quarter. And Delhi on top 19-7. Yeah, just the swarming defense of Delhi. You can't really even take a play off.
That's the whole idea, right?
Yeah, I think that half-court trap has been very effective, and can't turn your back at any moment.
32 minutes, and we're going to make you work for every second, every foot on the floor.
Winans has got it in the backcourt. This is a big possession, it feels like, for BG. Could you maybe cut it back to 10?
Exactly. Get into double digits here, maybe with a three.
Yeah, if you can survive this first quarter and say, okay, we're still in touch, that'd be big for the Bobcats. Here's Winans. It's a step back three, in and out. Hit the right side of the rim, and a rebound for Delhi. 15 seconds left, first quarter. Right side here for Apps, into the paint. Tries to pass it to the outside, but it was tipped by BG. It'll stay with DA. 10 seconds left.
Epps does a great job of controlling the floor and pushing the ball and got her head up and looking for everybody, and everybody's filling a lane. It's fun to watch, actually.
Yeah, their guards do a great job. I mean, Todd, both these coaches, as we talked about, they demand attention to detail, and Delhi certainly does that. They've done a great job in this first quarter. Epps will leave it off. They go to Prisco to the right elbow, tries to shovel one into the corner, but Henderson was right there. She knocked it away. You know, Bob sends me his stat sheet every night, and it has a deflections category, and Jay always has 8-9 deflections. I mean, she's just everywhere for BG.
She's a great defender. It was interesting, Delhi went with the old three-man weave out on the top.
Yeah, that was neat.
Make the defenders move.
2.5 seconds to go, first quarter. Can Delhi get a shot off on the baseline to the right of the hoop? And they'll shovel it into Apps in the right corner. Oh, she doesn't know there's not a lot of time left and can't get the shot off. And she's got a smile on her face like, oops. Didn't realize. End of the quarter. Delhi girls lead BG 19-7. Izzy and I will be back here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Israel Lormer. And the Delhi girls have jumped out to a 19-7 lead here over Delhi. Bulldogs will have it to start the second quarter, going right to left. Tyler Apps, left side. Looking for options here for Delhi. They're in the white with the maroon trim. They go to Danielle Innist on the near side. Stops at the foul line. Pumps one back out. Goes to Apps. Shot clock coming up on 10. Tyler from the foul line hits. She's got 8. Had a hand in her face, but she just was able to rise up and hit. 14-point lead for Delhi, 21-7. Bobcats have it going left to right. Patton across the Bulldogs logo. Finds Victoria Suda. And now to Jalen Winans, off a screen there. There's not a lot of open opportunities so far for the Bulldogs. Shot clock coming, or for the Bobcats, I should say. Shot clock coming up on 10 to the near side for Henderson. Into the paint. Kicks one back out. Winans in the right corner. Shot clock winding down. She's going to have to take it inside. The floater, no, too strong. Rebound into the far corner, and it's going to Delhi. Good possession. They got the shot. Just won't fall.
That's a tough matchup for Jalen White, and she had Danielle Innist on her.
I was impressed she got the shot off, a little floater, and looked good. Just a little too much mustard on it. Back down the floor now for Delhi. They lead 21-7 with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Right side here for Apps. Bounce pass to Lexi Davis at the top of the arc. Good ball fake. Now back to Apps. 15 on the shot clock. Little breadbasket pass for Prisco. They're continuing to do that little three-man weave action, but we got to travel here on Davis, and she got stuck in a tough spot down below.
Delhi does a great job of switching. If you ever see him play, it's just there's not a foot loose. You know what I mean? Like, you just, there's not, they're not going to give you any space whatsoever.
Winans has got it in the backcourt, and yeah, this pressure is just constant here from Delhi. Winans at midcourt, and Tyler got a piece of it, knocked it away. 6.5 to go, second quarter. You know what I like about both these teams? They'll travel the three-on-three circuit all summer, play together, just continuing to build that camaraderie. They both play AAU as a team. Bob and Todd always somewhere in a gym with these girls.
I really think that's the difference. They don't play on other all-star teams. They play together.
And here's Henderson down low. Count the bucket. She was fouled in the paint as she was going up. Fans don't love it, but that's a big break here for BG to get that, and now Jaslyn's going to the line. That's her first basket. Makes it 21-9. Delhi on top of BG. 6:23 to go second quarter.
They're going to have to do a combo of getting some outside shots, but also those slashes to the bucket and get Jaslyn Henderson and Marissa Mayo.
Big rebound there for Marissa. Todd Bruce wants a timeout, so Henderson missed that shot, and then Marissa got a free rebound, put it right up and in. It's 21-11. So 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Izzy and I can keep it right here for this break. But, yeah, they're going to have to find a way to somehow get away from that pressure and get some open looks. Right now they're just getting kind of smothered, it feels like.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of it is, if we talked about this in one of the breaks, if they can go in down, let's say, 10 or a single digit, maybe 8 or 9, and make some adjustments and come back out. I mean, that's what they really got to kind of survive here in the next 6 minutes and not let it get to 20. Somewhere between 10 and 0 would be fantastic.
Yeah, it feels like at some point BG's going to go on a run. So can you stay in that 8-10 range?
Can you stay in reach?
Yep.
Can you stay where you feel like, you know, obviously if you're 9 points down, that's three shots.
Right.
Three-pointers.
And BG has good outside shooters. So.
Absolutely.
But going up against a juggernaut here in DA here tonight, that's for sure. 6:15 to go, second quarter out of the timeout. Delhi's got the basketball. Here's Innist to Prisco on the right side. Very patient on offense here. Prisco steps in for about a 15-footer splash from the right side for Prisco. Her first basket makes it 23-11. Delhi shooting very well. And now a steal at midcourt by Tyler Apps. Took it away from Mayo. Tyler down the left side wants to go in and is stripped. Great play there by Umbra for BG. A clean block. Umbra back the other way. Cross-court pass finds Emma Kinter. That's her range. Splash for Emma Kinter from way downtown. And BG cuts it to 23-14 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Prisco across midcourt. Now for Apps. Chest pass for Davis in front of the BG bench. Davis wants to step in for a three. Too much on it. And a rebound for Kinter. And another big possession coming for the Bobcats here. Kinter left side finding Suda. With 5:15 to go in the second quarter. Umbra fakes on a three. Now into the paint. Lost control of it. BG thought it was tipped, but the officials say it's going back to Delhi. 5:10 to go here, second quarter. 23-14. Delhi girls leading.
Tyler Apps' defense is fantastic. I think she has 4 or 5 steals tonight.
She gets these clean steals. It's lightning quick hands. Apps to the right side. The bounce pass now to Innist. Looking for some options one-on-one with Suda. D takes it down low. Can't hit the shot. She was hanging in the air, but she's fouled by Suda and will head to the line. Such a tough matchup. What do you do with Danielle? She has guard-like dribbling skills. Can take you out top, but she's, what, 5'10", 5'11"? She can take you down low. Very talented freshman.
Definitely a tough matchup.
And D's first shot at the line is good.
Their season really changed when she started to develop at the varsity level last year, and I think that's why they were able to go on their run, even though they were 10 seed going into the tournament.
Yeah, what a run last year as D goes 2 out of 2. She's got 7 points. A 10 seed, they go on to win the sectional tournament in Class C. Had a whale of a game with Cooperstown in the regional. Came up just a little short there. So this is a very seasoned team for being so young.
Well, one senior last year and one senior this year.
That'll help. Kinter to the left side fires a three. It's too strong there for BG. Boy, that would have looked real good for the Bobcats. As they trail 25-14, Delhi's in control right now. 4.5 to go before halftime. Prisco into the paint, has to kick it out, finds Leah Young. A right side three is short, and Kinter's got another rebound. So Kinther's in the backcourt. Got some pressure here from Prisco. Chance of defense from the student section. Kinther to the high post, finds Umbra, who's going to reset a little bit here on offense. Back to Patton, left side. Camry shovels one into the corner, finds Kinther for a three, just short. Kinter's got her own rebound and scores. Great follow.
You'll follow your shot.
And it's 25-16. BG hanging around here with four to go in the second quarter. Back out here for Prisco. Shovels one to Apps, bounce pass for Verspoor. And now leaving one for Danielle Innes. Stops and pops in the paint. Tough to stop that. And she's got nine. And now a steal again by Apps. Goes in for the layup and just kind of ran out of gas. Comes up a little short, rebound for BG, and then a foul on Delhi's Prisco coming back down the floor. Boy, just as BG gets that ball, and Apps and Prisco and Young, they're all right there just swarming away at it.
It's interesting, you teach players not to reach, but they're not reaching, they're just swiping. They're just taking it. They're not even reaching. It's when they get a good opportunity, it's theirs.
Mayo to the near side, lost control of it, and a travel. And again, BG kind of having these waves right now where it looks like they're going to settle in, and then a couple turnovers and some of the pressure gets to them. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-16. Delhi leading BG. Mac girls hoops here tonight at Delaware Academy. Danielle Ennis dishing one back off for Leah Young. Comes off a screen, has the pass, goes to Paige Weaver. Weaver in the game off the bench, goes back to Danielle Ennis, gets a screen. D to the right elbow, and she gets the fall. He hits the shot to fall, soft touch. D's got 11. Makes it 29-16 for Delhi with 3 to go in the second quarter. Umbra across midcourt, looking for Camry Patton. BG going left to right. Back to Kinter. BG in need of a couple of buckets here. Delhi's really clogging up that center of the paint, too, taking away that cutting pass as Mayo tries a shot, missed it. Mayo got her own rebound here. We got a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with BG. Kind of taking away some of those flex cuts as they go through.
Yeah, they're giving up the three-point shot sometimes, but they're really just not letting any of those flex cuts happen. The baseline cut and then the cut coming back up from the block to the elbow.
On the baseline, Umbra will get it in. A baseball pass up top to Kinter. Now to Winans. Winans to the top of the arc. Swirls one to the left side. And now back to Umbra. Boy, and just everybody's just Johnny on the spot here on this top of the arc pass. Poor Delhi on defense. Shot clock's at 15. They go to Umbra, right side. Umbra lost control of it. Goes back to Patton. Shot clock's under 10 now. And Umbra to the near side isn't fooled by the crowd chanting it down. But the ball does go out of bounds. They were still running out of time. It's going to go back to DA. 2:11 to go in the second quarter. 29-16 our score. Delhi on top, and they get the ball back. And Tyler Apps will walk it down the floor, leaving it off for Danielle Ennis. How many times do you see your 5'11 forward bringing it up the floor?
Well, if you're watching Walton Dodgeville, you see it all the time.
That's true. Yeah, when Danielle and Grace go to battle, it's a lot of fun. And so a foul underneath here on BG is going to send Apps to the line. Fouls on Camry Patton. Her first, team's second. Yeah, I feel like we're really lucky right now locally. So many good teams that have star players. And it's just a lot of fun to watch when you're talking about Danielle and Grace and Nayla Miley and this whole BG team. I mean, it's just fun to watch as Apps hits the first one at the line. 9 now for Apps. 11 for Danielle, 9 for Tyler, 7 for Lexi Davis. And Apps' second shot is good at the line, and she has 10. 31-16, Delhi on top. Sometimes Delhi scores in the 30s for most of their games, so they've really erupted here in this first half. Now a steal by Danielle Innes. Breakaway layup for D, and she scores. 13, and she's only two away from her average here. Still in the first half, it's 33-16 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Winans is across midcourt. BG in desperate need of a bucket here. Now to Jaylen Henderson on the right side as BG goes left to right. Henderson to the near side for Kinter. Stops and tries to pass over top of the defense for Henderson and just couldn't get that there. Rolls out of bounds. Yeah, just some of those usual passes and cuts don't seem to be there right now.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
Yeah, long week for sure. We know this BG team not feeling 100%, and Delhi seems to be clicking on all cylinders tonight. That's a tough combination as Ennis tries a deep three on the far side, and it won't go. Bobcats get a rebound here with Kinter with exactly a minute to go in the second quarter. Pass ahead, goes through the hands of Patton, and out of bounds. And that's kind of the summary of the first half. Get a nice look ahead and just through the hands. Tough break. And D.A. always going to make it hard on you when you come into their building. Prisco's got it on the right side. Little slip screen there by Ennis. Into the corner here. Back to Lexi Davis. 15 on the shot clock. Now to Paige Weaver at the right elbow. Danielle will back it up. 10 on the shot clock. Ennis, a little spin here. Bounce pass back out to Leah Young. Young, a little floater in the paint. Too much off to the right side, but a rebound for DA to keep it alive. Shot clock's off now. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter, and Danielle's going to pull it out here and reset and just really eat some clock here. They don't want to give BG any bit of a possession. Ennis into the paint, takes it through, and is fouled at the left low block. Nice spin move through the paint again, and she's fouled with 9 seconds left.
That's a hard move to stop.
Yeah, Danielle spends a lot of time in the offseason working on her game, and you can see how it pays off this time of year. And her first shot at the line is good.
What's really tough about it is when she executes it, then you're on her back.
Right.
And she's going to the basket. She's going to get that. She's going to get a foul, or she's going to put it in.
And even when you have good position, she has that little fadeaway. And she's 5'10", 5'11". It's like, what am I supposed to do with this? She misses the second foul shot. There's the broadcaster's curse.
She's also a freshman.
Yeah, that's insane. BG at midcourt. They get it to Suda. A three is no good. Good look there for Suda, but it's off the mark. And our halftime score is Delhi 34 and the BG girls 16. Everything falling for DA in the first half. Izzy and I will have some stats during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. But a tough one for BG. Again, coming in, not feeling 100% here. But, I mean, even if they were, this Delhi team, boy, looking really, really good here. Might just be their night tonight. But a lot of basketball left to be played. So it's Delhi 34, BG 16. We'll be back with our halftime report coming up in just a few minutes on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that...
Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lull, Israel Lormer with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Halftime score, Delhi girls leading BG 34-16. And our halftime report is brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit marabito.com. You might want to keep that number handy this weekend, 607-563-HEAT for Marabito. All right, let's go through our scoring summary here. First for BG, pretty even. Emma Kinter with 5, Marissa Mayo with 5, and then 2 apiece for Camry Patton, Jaylen Henderson, and Victoria Suda. On the other side for DA, 14 a game high so far for Danielle Ennis, 10 for Tyler Apps, 7 for Lexi Davis, 2 for Jaylen Prisco, 1 for Rebecca Verspoor. Anything on your side that you're seeing?
Yeah, they're shooting the ball well, obviously from the field. They're also shooting pretty good from the line. I mean, they're clicking tonight, and as somebody who's watched Cambridge Guilford play most of their games this year, they're just, you know, a little out of sync, which is to be expected with the kind of week that they had. But, you know, it's a regular season game, and like I said, I think these teams are going to probably see each other at least one more time. So, you know, you go into halftime, you try to make some adjustments and switch some things up and hopefully come out and have a little better second half to start off.
Yeah, you've seen BG every game this year. So
I've missed one.
I've seen them two or three times, but what has allowed them to get off to this hot start 12-0?
It was kind of what you talked about earlier when you were talking about they play basketball together.
Yeah.
And because they only had one senior last year and they have two this year, this team, with the exception of Marin Lormer and Camry Patton, everybody else played varsity last year. So they just played a lot of basketball together. They play excellent brand of defense. It's the first night where I feel like the other team is right up in their face. And, you know, you got to get used to that. And they haven't seen that a lot. They've seen a lot of zone, which you see from a lot of other schools. I knew, you know, that's their brand of basketball. If they can play it, both of these teams, right up in your face and make you earn everything. And they're willing to give up a little foul here and there just because they get the turnovers more than they do the fouls or the, you know, Delhi's been able to get a lot of negative plays. You know, like you said, passes that aren't being completed or, you know, just those easy strips. So, I mean, I think that's the difference so far as their defense.
And sometimes, and I think he would agree with me here, but talking to Todd Bruce, he's like, you know, Nate, we have some trouble shooting the ball sometimes. They can be a team that can be hot and cold at times. I mean, Danielle gets hers, but are the other pieces scoring? And so far in the first half, everybody's scoring.
Oh, they're shooting well over 50% from the field. Not many threes. They'll take them here and there, but that's not a real big part of their game, where for BG, that might be how they get back in this game.
Yeah.
If they're able to get those loose. They're guarding the arc well, and they're also guarding the paint well. So Delhi, just every shot is a tough shot. They are able to get some offensive rebounds because some people are so tight on the defense, but they're just not able to sustain anything yet. And hopefully, you know, hopefully they do, just so we can get a nice tight game.
Well, we know Coach Conway and Coach Bruce, they're both masters of in-game adjustments. And I will say that is an art form that I have a ton of respect for. So I'm sure that you know, they will adjust something at halftime. I will also say this, and it's something you said before, and I start to think about this time of the year. This is chess, not checkers, and they know that round two is coming. Let's not show them anything. You know, are they starting to play that game a little bit?
I don't know if it's so much that, but like I said earlier, both of them are going to be super prepared leading up practice-wise, and they've played each other a ton at this point, probably 20 times.
Right.
And the other part is, too, is like you said, they're great at those in-game adjustments. And so those are two totally different parts of the coaching brain that goes into this, is what do you want to do with those chess pieces? And now that you're on the board, what are you actually doing with
exactly.
that in the game?
Yep.
Now that the other team, so you've kind of seen what they're going to do. And, you know, and they're both good at that part, too.
I've had a lot of chats with Bob when I have Bonds on with me, because they used to, you know, when Bonds was at Unitigo and they had some battles, and Bonds is always like, well, you know, sometimes I'd win in the regular season. Bob was always the one that was, he'd win in the championship. So it's one of those things, right? It's like, hey.
I always thought it was interesting with those guys. They'd get in a car together and go scout another team together.
Yeah. And when we're doing the radio and Bob comes up to see us, it's always little jabs back and forth. Very, very good relationship with those guys. Got to love it. So, all right, we're going to take a break. Halftime here. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Third quarter coming right up. Delhi girls lead BG 34-16. Hope you're staying warm out there, folks. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We are back underway between Delhi and BG. Bulldogs have it going left to right on your radio dial for this second half. They're in the white uniforms, the maroon trim. BG is in the navy blue with the white trim. A shot from the right corner here is no good for Delhi, and a rebound for BG. Back down the right side of the floor for Marissa Mayo as BG goes right to left. They'll go to Henderson. Right elbow for her. Little Dribble drive, kicks out right corner. Emma Kinter for three, nails it from right in front of the BG bench, and that's what they need.
So they need stops on this end, and some threes maybe up there, or some easy twos.
34-19, our score now. BG slices into it. That's a great way to start the second half. Bulldogs have it, top of the arc. Right side, dribble drive, Tyler Abt takes it in from the right low block, and she's fouled, and she's going to go to the line. So every fall, I have a fundraiser, as there's a timeout here. We'll keep it right here with 7:10 to go, third quarter. I have a fundraiser for my scholarship over at the Norwich Y, where Ryan Mahana, coach for the Morrisville women, comes down, and they put a bunch of kids through drills and et cetera. College coaches come, and a bunch of the Delhi girls were there. And at one point, Ryan comes over to me and goes, who does every college coach love that's out here? And I'm saying, oh, it's got to be Danielle or Grace. And he goes, no, it's Tyler. She's the energy one. She's direct in traffic. She's that floor general that everybody wants. And you just see it there. She makes that layup. She's high-fiving. She's direct in traffic. She's fun to watch.
Offensively, I think she's good, but defensively, she's just
yes.
Blocked. And like I said, she's not reaching. When that ball is there, boom, her hands are got it, and off she goes. And then she's got her head up and waiting for people to fill lanes. You know, just well-coached.
And she's that kid. She could score zero. She could score 20. She's going to be happy either way as long as they get a win. She's one of those kids.
And she's been good for 3 years.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it feels like a lot of these Delhi girls have been around forever. Same with the BG girls. I mean, they've all come up early and made a real impact on varsity. So out of the timeout, Tyler back to the line here for Delhi and left it short. Again, broadcaster's curse at work. Rebound for Delhi, but BG's got a steal with Henderson. BG right to left, down the right side of the floor. Little give and go. They find Umbra. Right low block through her hands. It was stripped. Going to stay with BG, though. Or a minute into the third quarter, and BG is on top. Or excuse me, Delhi is on top of BG. 36-19. BG on the baseline. They'll go to Patton in the right corner. Patton comes off the screen, goes to Suda. Again, still right wing side here. Suda, dribble drive, right low block. Blocked by Innes of Delhi out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcats. Hard to go inside when you're giving up a couple of inches like that.
That's where you got to use a pump fake. Get down there, jump stop, pump fake, because obviously she wants to try to block things, and that's about the only way you're going to get anything out of that. Maybe a foul.
BG gets it in. Again, right wing. They try to go to the interior for Henderson, and she stepped out, tried to save a ball that was a little high. Foot was on the line. It's going back to Delhi. Make sure you stay tuned after our game here tonight. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Delhi's got it on the left side to Apps into the paint, steps through, finds the opening on the left low block and scores. Apps has got 14, just sweeping through the lane. BG back down the floor as Delhi leads 38-19. Henderson at the foul line for BG, right wing side for Mayo, and a double dribble here. Back to Delhi.
Delhi's just making it look easy tonight.
Yes, they are.
They're in a nice groove.
Yeah, on their home floor, and just shots are falling. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. Apps to the left side for Innes. Here's Danielle, dribble drive, spin move, on the right low block, kicks it out. Still right wing side for Davis. Now back to Danielle. Right elbow jumper is in and out, and a rebound here for BG, but Apps got a steal. Back to the right side for Davis. Her jumper is too strong, but a rebound for Delhi. Back on the far side for four versus four. 5:45 to go in the third. Danielle, high post, steps up, right in the middle of the paint and scores. And she's got 16. She's above her average. 5:35 to go here, third quarter. You can always see the top scorers in our area right on natelull.com. Just click the top scorers tab. We update it every night. And here is Henderson down low, steps through two defenders on the right low block, scoops it up and in. And Henderson will go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. BG trails 40-21 with 5:25 to go in the third. So Henderson at the line will settle in. And her shot is good. That's another big piece. If you could get Jay going, she's got five.
The other part is you want to try to score from the foul line if the clock stopped, especially when you're down.
5:15 to go in the third. Delhi on top, 40-22. Davis into the left corner. We'll leave one back out for Prisco. To Danielle at the top of the arc. Right wing side. Gets back to the foul line. Red basket dump off here for Apps on the left side from the left elbow. Can't get that shot off. Good defense. So they go back out to Innes, and the straightaway three is good for Danielle. 19 for her. And it's 43-22. Delhi on top. Here's Umbra on the left side. Her jumper is too strong. Rebound for Camry Patton. A great rebound on the right below block, and she scores. Patton's got four, and it's 43-24. BG with a bucket, but they find themselves down here with 4.5 to go in the third. Prisco, chest pass far side for Verspoor. Now back to Danielle Innes in the paint straight away from right below the foul line. Her shot is off the mark, and a rebound for BG. Umbra across the Bulldogs logo at midcourt. We'll leave it near side for Suda. Suda is stripped, and Davis has got a steal for Delhi. Streaking down the left wing, and she got caught from behind by Henderson, who poked it free. Out of bounds, it stays with Delhi. Timeout here by Todd Bruce and the Bulldogs. Coming up on 4 minutes to go, third quarter. It is Delhi 43, BG 24. We'll be back on CDO.
RC Sales, Service, and Towing on Route 7 in Sydney is looking for a part-time customer service representative to handle appointments, billing, and general office work. This position would be 4 to 5 hours per day in a casual work environment. RC Sales, Service, and Towing is also in need of another technician in their busy shop. You must have a driver's license, your own tools, and a New York State inspection license. To schedule an appointment for either of these positions, please call Ralph Cuso at 607-563-9299. That's 563-9299.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bambridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Just over 4 minutes to go, third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Israel Lormer. And the Delhi girls lead 43-24 on a chilly night. You said it was zero when you came in?
Yeah, it was six in Bainbridge when I left, and when I got here, it was zero.
Going to be a cold one out there tonight, folks. So glad to have you along here on the radio if you didn't want to make the trip. And it's a good one here if you're a Delhi fan. Is out of the timeout. Innes going for a shot on the left side. Missed it. Keeps it alive. Left side three for Lexi Davis. And that's just a little short. Out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs with DA leading 43-24. And going to be to the right of the, or the left of the hoop, excuse me, on the left side. Prisco has it here for Delaware Academy. Gets it in. Finds Danielle Innes. What a play. Wide open on the right low block on the inbounds. And she scores. 21 here for Danielle, the talented Delhi freshman. Left side for Jalen Winans. These two teams state ranked in this week's sports writers poll, but this is going to go a long ways for Delhi's resume if they can hold on here tonight with 3.5 to go in the third. Shot clock's at 10 for BG. They have it on the right side. Umbra straightaway three is well off the mark. I think she was just kind of a little panicked there, and a rebound for Delhi. Prisco back down the floor with 3:20 to go in the third. Delhi leading 45-24. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOSports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Apps, another dribble drive here. Took some contact there. Her shot was off the mark, and a rebound for BG. Bobcats going right to left. Back down the right side for Winans. Bobcats looking to swirl it around back to the top of the arc. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Winans, right side, three-point line extended, chest pass to Mayo. Now to Henderson on the right side, 10 on the shot clock. BG working it around, looking for an opening. Winans trying to go back to Henderson. Little up and under here for Jay. The kiss off the glass is good from the right wing side from about 8 feet. And Jay's got seven. Makes it 45-26. Delhi still in control late third quarter with 2:25 to go. Apps down low to the left low block. Back out for Verspoor. Swish for Rebecca Verspoor for Delhi. And that's Delhi just can't miss right now.
Yeah, if you're going to get scores from that, that's going to be tough. She does a great job on defense, but not really a whole lot in the scoring category.
47-26, and now a steal by Delhi again as BG tried to go to the hoop. Aniston in transition, going to try to go coast to coast and miss the layup there. Good hustle back by Umbra on defense. Delhi keeps it alive on the rebound. Gets tapped out of bounds and will stay with DA with a 1:50 to go here in the third. Delhi's going to go to the bench and bring in some replacements. First four, Prisco and Apps all to the bench. Leah Young coming in, Grace Reynolds coming in. Oh, looks like Apps is actually going to stay out there. Paige Weaver as well. So Delhi will work it in. Going left to right. Apps wants a three from straight away. Bangs off the back of the rim. Gets her own rebound, though. Splits two defenders. Off the glass. It's good. And Apps has got 16 as that right-handed layup goes down. And Delhi leads 49-26. Umbra loses control of it in transition. And the ball's going right back to DA. And it just feels like BG right now, nothing's going right. And it's kind of spiraling a little bit. A minute and a half to go in the third. And BG's frustrated, too. You can tell it's tough. This is a group that's so crisp all the time, but it just has not been their night.
Yeah, and that happens in sports, as we know.
Yeah, good learning lesson here tonight for BG. And yeah, you know they'll go back to the drawing board and be ready.
It's a regular season game, you know. We're still got a five-game schedule, you know.
Ball out of bounds for Delhi going back to BG. Yeah, a lot of games left to be played. 1:10 to go here in the third quarter. Boy, there's going to be some big games in the next 2 weeks, too. We said some games got postponed earlier in the year by weather, and now they're kind of in the back half of the schedule, some of these Sydney, Delhi, BG-type matchups. So still a lot of heavyweight fights left.
Yeah, it seems like the schedule's really back-ended, you know, or loaded in the back end here, you know, this last couple of weeks. For most of the teams that we talked about earlier that are near the top of the standings.
Yeah, we were going to have Delhi-Sydney, last week? And that got postponed on a Friday, and it's rescheduled for late in the season, but early February. And so there's going to be some big games right before the MAC playoffs. So, all right, BG gets it in. 45 seconds to go in the third. It's 49-26. Bulldogs leading the Bobcats. Umbra left side, trying to reset. They go to Winans. Delhi just taking away the three here. Kinter on the right side, little dribble drive, and she is fouled here by Delhi's, the eighth grader, Piper Smith.
They're doing two things. They're taking away the three, but then they're also taking away anything inside that arc as well. I mean, it's just tough sweat.
BG loves that cut through the lane, and they usually get so much from it. Just hasn't happened tonight. It's Kinter to the line, leaves it short. And the second one coming. Well, you said it. You know both these coaches have spent the last week going through every detail of the game plan. As Kinter gets the second one, she has nine.
They certainly know each other well.
So 25 seconds to go in the third. Delhi girls leading 49-27 over BG. BG coming in undefeated at 12-0. Delhi coming in at 10-2, but their two losses, as Israel said in our Butler Auto pregame show, both to state-ranked teams, one to a Class A school. And they have certainly gone out and challenged themselves. And the Class C loss was to Greenwich, who is arguably the best Class C team in New York State. 15 seconds to go in the third. Delhi's got it up near midcourt, going left to right. They have it near side on the right wing. And this is Leah Young. Looking to dish it off here, but now a steal by BG at midcourt. 2 seconds left. Can Winans get there in time? Gets it off, but it doesn't go. And the third quarter is in the books with the Delhi girls leading Bainbridge-Guilford 49-27 here at Delaware Academy. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. 49-27 is our score. Delhi girls on top of BG. Got to give a shout-out to our good friend Jeff Maliner from Empire State Takeover. Just planning wasn't right. Jeff was going to be here last night with the reschedule. Couldn't be here tonight. So I do believe he's listening, WCDOsports.com. If you want to follow Jeff, he covers girls basketball at the varsity level across New York State. We've had him on the podcast a bunch of times. EmpireStateTakeover.com. Check it out there. He covers all our MAC teams, Tri-Valley, Delaware League, everybody. And it's well worth going to his site to check that out. All right, so we're back. 7:45 to go here, fourth quarter. BG with the basketball into the paint. Little floater here for Kinter is no good as she came off the left wing on a curl and a rebound for DA. Coach Bruce looking like he's going to try some different combinations here in this fourth quarter as both teams have played almost everybody here. As a little pass to the interior for Verspore is knocked away. And BG will bring it back down the floor. And it's picked off here by Paige Weaver. Umbra was trying to go with the home run pass, and Weaver was right there. Lexi Davis, right corner three here for Delhi, is off the mark. Into the corner, a rebound for Prisco. She tried to save it, but went flying out of bounds into the hallway. It's going back to BG.
I was going to say she went right out of the gym.
Glad she's okay.
Glad that door was open.
Yeah, me too. Jalen was going after it there. You can see she's wearing that little brace on her shoulder as there's a long two for Kinter in the far corner. Or no, excuse me, for Patton.
I was going to say, I think that was Camry.
Yeah, Camry hits the long two, makes it 49-29. We'll get back to Prisco here in a minute. She had a pretty serious shoulder injury back during soccer season, just kind of a fluke thing. And she had to sit out some time, but if she wears that shoulder brace, she seems to be okay. It's on her right shoulder.
That's the one thing that I always hate to see anybody get injured.
And just when I first saw that she got hurt, I'm thinking, you know, soccer, it's going to be an ankle, a knee, something like that. It was just a weird shoulder thing. So, all right, Delhi's going to take a timeout. As Coach Bruce, he's got those new numbers in there, but he wants a little things to be a little more crisp. So 6:42 to go in the fourth, 49-29, DA on top of BG. MAC Girls Hoops here tonight on CDO.
RC Sales, Service, and Towing on Route 7 in Sydney is looking for a part-time customer service representative to handle appointments, billing, and general office work. This position would be 4 to 5 hours per day in a casual work environment. RC Sales, Service, and Towing is also in need of another technician in their busy shop. You must have a driver's license, your own tools, and a New York State inspection license. To schedule an appointment for either of these positions, please call Ralph Cuso at 607-563-9299. That's 563-9299.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Out of the timeout, BG with the basketball going right to left. A chest pass to Emma Kinter. Skips across the top of the defense, finds Marissa Mayo at the left low block, but she couldn't hit the layup. Ball is loose. She got her own rebound. It's a game of hot potato here. Delhi got it, but they stepped out of bounds on the baseline right underneath the hoop. So it'll go back to BG. 6:25 to go in the fourth. And the Delhi girls on top, 49-29. Bobcats have it with Umbra to the left of the hoop on the left wing as BG goes right to left. They find Mayo directly underneath the hoop. Tough angle, but she finishes.
That's a really tough shot.
Mayo kind of found herself directly underneath the hoop. 49-31. Delhi's got it on the left side. Coach Bruce is going to bring Apps and Innes back in. Here's Davis, left side, little dribble drive for her. Back out, left elbow for Verspore. Can't get it. Prisco went into the land of the trees and got a rebound. Prisco back to the right side. We'll find Davis here in the left corner on the near side near our broadcast position in Nate's Nest. Splits two defenders, takes it to the interior here for Leah Young on the right wing, but she missed it, and BG's got a rebound. Back down the floor with Kinter. Chest pass finds Jalen Winan. Step in three, left side. It's an air ball. Mayo tries to save it, but it goes flying out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Delhi as we come up on 5.5 to go in the fourth. DA leading 49-31 over the BG girls. And so Delhi will get this ball back. And, yeah, this is going to create quite the log jam in the top of the standings with Delhi. And not that it wasn't before, but Delhi, BG, Sydney, and then that four spot, as we talked about, with Walton Downsville, Unitigo, and even Oxford still with a fighter's chance at the four spot.
Yeah, next Thursday, BG goes to Unitigo. That's gonna go a long way to determine where people end up in the standings.
Boy, next Thursday, there's a ton of games. And if we do get this snow that cancels games Monday and maybe even possibly Tuesday, could wreak havoc on the schedule.
Could be some back-to-backs.
Could be a lot of games for us to do in the next 2 weeks. Kinter down low. Yes, at the left. Low block there.
Camry
Patton. Excuse me, for Patton again, yes. Getting those two mixed up. Kinter's got 9 and Patton's got 8. And Innes back the other way in the paint. Hits it on the quick one. She's got 23. Yeah, Patton's done a nice job off the bench all season here for BG.
As the season's gone along, she's really figured out how to play at the varsity level. It's been awesome to watch.
Winans to the left side as BG goes right to left. Back to the right side, Marissa Mayo, a deep three. A little too much on it, and Apps went in and got that rebound, windexing the glass. 4:40 to go here in the fourth. Prisco will bring it out. Left side wants to take it to the interior and scores. Prisco, only with her second bucket on the left wing with a little layup, makes it 53-33. 4:25 to go in the fourth. Peyton Umbra with a three left side. Won't go. Out of bounds on the rebound. And Zebra Crew's going to get together to talk this over.
I love that Zebra Crew. Do they know that you call them that?
They do. I've had a few of them come up to me at games and say, hey, I've heard you, Zebra Crew. Real funny. I'm like...
You're a funny guy.
Funny guy, huh?
You're a funny guy.
They get together and say it's going back to Delhi with 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Here's Apps. All the C's just opened up for her, and she's fouled at the left low block as Mayo tried to come over at the last minute and got a piece of her. Well, it's fun because Apps to the line here. Timeout's going to be taken by Coach Conway, and I think we can keep it right here. You know, I see the officials, a lot of the same guys all the time. I'm going to games, they're going to games. So you kind of create that fun relationship. And I've had a bunch of them on the podcast, too, advocating, saying we need young people to come out and do this. You know, a bunch of us are 75, 80 yeah. years old. Yeah. They're still out here officiating.
Yeah. So, a lot of guys with gray hair.
Yes. I mean, Neil Riddell, if you know local officials, Neil's been doing soccer and basketball forever. I think he told me he's on year 50-something. Of officiating this year. I mean, he's been doing it forever.
I think John Cook is on that level, too. I have a great relationship with him, too, from working the table at Bainbridge Guilford and getting to know those guys for 20 years and girls. And it's interesting when you do a guy's game to a girl's game because the rules are slightly different and asking them questions about certain rules or certain situations. So I've also got a good relationship with a lot of the officials as well.
Yeah. I mean, a tough job, but these guys all love it. Got a good crew on here today. Bob Backus, Jason Carnell on the officiating side. Here's Apps out of the timeout at the line, hits the first. 17 for Tyler. There goes Coach Z. I got a note about him in a minute here when we get another timeout. Coach Z for Unitigo here doing some scouting as Apps hits the second one. I'll fit it in right here. Coach Z last week hit win number 700 in his career. So congratulations to Bob Z, the longtime coach. Started coaching back in the late 60s and has been at it ever since. Various programs around the area, Franklin, Unitego, Oneana, Worcester, Cobleskill, some of his stops along the way. So congratulations to Coach Z. 3:55 to go in this fourth quarter. Winans to the left side, comes off of a screen into the corner, lost it. And I didn't see the call here. Looks like it's going to stay with BG. 3:50 to go here in the fourth. And Delhi on top, 55-33. 700 wins, I mean.
Yeah, interestingly enough, Bob's got over 600. He's probably, yeah. Bob Conway's got to have six, mostly 30. That was a couple of years ago when he got his 600th win. That is a lot of basketball. I mean, if you think about, all right, say you play 20 games a year, you go, you win 15 a year. I mean, do the math.
Yeah.
That's a lot of seasons. It's you know, I didn't realize he could, I knew he was at Oneana. I didn't realize he was at all those other schools. I knew he was obviously at Unitego for some time here.
Yeah, he's, you know, some of those earlier days when he was cutting his teeth. And they were even saying some of the earlier years, they didn't have a few of his win totals from years in Cobleskill. So he might have more. He definitely has more. But not that they could prove on paper. So officially hit 700 in a win over Windsor last Friday. They had a nice little ceremony for him last night at Unitego. 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 55-33. Delhi's got the basketball going left to right. And here is Ennis. She's had a heck of a night. The freshman takes it to the interior. Can't get that shot to go. Gets her own rebound on the left low block. Delhi kicks it out. Paige Weaver straight away three. That's hit the rim twice. And Danielle gets another rebound to keep it alive for Delhi. Apps now back up top of the arc. Takes it into the teeth of the defense. Can't get that shot to go from the right low block. And a rebound here for BG. Umbra back down the floor now as they trail 55-33. Bobcats have it. Patton comes off of a screen. Slipped a little bit there, but keeps her footing. And now we'll leave it here for Kinter. Coming up on 10 on the shot clock. Back to Mayo right side. Mayo dribble drive. Finds Umbra. And, oh, nice move by Umbra on the right side. Scores for a right-handed layup right wing side. Umbra's first points of the game, believe it or not. 2.5 to go here in the fourth, and it's 55-35. Delhi on top of BG as the Bulldogs are going to pick up what looks to be like a huge MAC win here tonight on their home floor. Weaver into the left corner. Paige picks up her dribble in a tough spot there and had it stripped, lost control of it, and it's going to go back to BG. And Coach Bruce going back to the bench, rotating some players in and out. And a nice, what looks to be victory here today for DA. And we will hope that certainly BG can rest up and be a little more healthy for down the stretch here.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
These snow days might not be a bad thing for health-wise, a lot of these teams. Kinter, right side three. Lormer with a rebound there. She's into the ball game here for the first time. 1:55 to go here in the fourth. BG's got it. Patton on the right side. We'll shovel one back here to Winans. Patton again with a little dribble drive. We'll pull it back out. Goes to Winans. Comes off of a screen. Tries the little pick and roll there. They go down low for Patton on the right low block, and she's fouled with 1:38 left. Probably a double-edged sword. If we get a snow day or two, you don't get to practice. But can everybody stay home and have a Sunday, Monday, maybe more, and rest up?
Yeah, Monday is probably a snow day. I don't know about Tuesday. I think everything will be moved by then, the way it's looking here.
Winans with a jumper. Yeah, you got to figure, as long as they can get out there and clean everything up.
I don't think it's going to be icy. I think that south of us might have a little different ball game, like in Philadelphia or a place like that.
Yeah, wow. What a crazy storm. Yeah, everybody out there, be safe this weekend. Stay inside, watch some...
I was going to say, stay home and watch football
watch
tomorrow.
Watch some football tomorrow, exactly.
Yeah, have some chicken wing dip or, you know.
Stay inside, go out, shovel a little bit here and there, and watch some football tomorrow. That's the way to do it.
Yep. That's my plan. Watch some football, snowblow, and watch some more football.
Yeah, going to be fun. 1:05 to go here in the fourth. Delhi on top, shot clock winding down. Delhi going to try to get a shot off, and they do on the right side, but it's short there for Leah Young. 55 seconds to go in the fourth. BG on one of their final possessions. They go to Lormer on the left side. Good pass to the right side for Patton. Dials up a three, left it short. Rebound underneath. Can't get that shot to go. Kinter did everything but finish. Ball rolls out. Delhi tried to save it, but it'll go back to BG with 40 seconds left. And Delhi on top, 55-35. The senior, Verspoor, gets a little standing O as she heads off on senior night here. Heck of a volleyball player,
she,
too.
She plays some great defense, great screens. The little things that don't, you know, they're not going to show up in the stat line.
Yeah, she does a great job. And a little up and under here by Umbra, no good. And a rebound for Delhi. They'll bring it back down the floor. Yeah, Verspoor, a great free sport athlete here. Volleyball is kind of her thing, but does everything you'd want on the basketball floor, too, as a team player. Paige Weaver with the jumper. And Delhi leads 57-35 now. That jumper from the left wing corner, a long two. And BG survives here health-wise, but a tough loss, their first loss of the season. Kinter with a three as time winds down, and that's going to do it. Delhi girls win 57-35 over BG, giving BG their first loss of the season overall and in the MAC. The 11th win of the season here for this very talented Delhi team. So again, 57-35, postgame show coming up. Delhi girls defeating Bainbridge-Guilford. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time here. I'm getting popcorn thrown at me by some of the best athletes in the MAC here. Grace Wiley, Nayla Miley down there. Everybody came out to watch the big game here tonight, so we'll see you guys later. Take care. I like that sweatshirt. Grace has got the Athlete of the Week sweatshirt on. So, again, this is one of those games that brings everybody out, and it was kind of nice to have it on the Saturday, honestly, for that, you know, neutral spectator
reason. Most teams played last night.
Yeah. Yep, it was a busy night last night, and a little less busy today. I think there was 9 games on the schedule today compared to 16 last night. So, again, our final score here, 57-35 Delhi girls defeat BG. And I'll go through our scoring summary here. First for Delhi, 23 for Danielle Innes tonight. That's a game high. 18 for Tyler Apps. And then 7 for Lexi Davis, 4 for Jalen Prisco, 3 for Rebecca Verspoor on senior night, and 2 for Paige Weaver. On the other side for BG, team high 9 for Emma Kintor, 8 for Camry Patton, 7 apiece for Jaslyn Henderson and Marissa Mayo, and then 2 apiece for Peyton Umbra and Victoria Suda. All right, we're going to get into our 3 awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. We decided to go with Danielle Ennis, 23 tonight. That's above her average of about 15 and a half. And she just couldn't miss at times.
I think it's the simplest thing you've done all year. Just pick that one. She just does a really nice job. It's a very tough assignment to try to guard her because she catches the ball at the three-point line, but then she's going to go right or left and then spin on you and then end up in a really good post position 5 or 6 feet away from the basket, and that's just something tough. It isn't like she starts in the post, ends up with a ball in the post. She starts outside, good off the dribble. That's just a tough guard, and she took a couple outside shots, and I think it's enough to make you step out to that on a fake. She just does a really nice job, and she's a freshman. She's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch over the next couple of years.
Yeah, amazing that we're going to get 3.5 more seasons of watching her, and sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. I know there's college coaches already. She's on the list, so that's how good she is. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MarabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. This was also easy. We want to go Tyler Apps. Her steals were a huge reason that Delhi was able to pull away early there. So,
absolutely. I was just going to say it was the difference was really in that first quarter and into the second quarter. But that first quarter especially, I think she probably had 5 or 6 turnovers. Steals in the backcourt where Bainbridge Guilford wasn't even able to get the ball over half court. And overall, probably a double-double with steals and points tonight. And like you kept saying, just commands the floor, does a great job, kind of quarterback out there, if you will, and the leader vocally and what she does on the floor.
I'll have those full stats from Coach Bruce later tonight, so if you're interested on the double-double, if she got it, I should have that on natelull.com. You can check that out later.
It was real close.
Yeah, had to be close. Had to be. Finally, tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award is brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind in a big storm like this this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. You know, we debated this one a little bit, all for good reasons, but we thought, hey, you know, Camry Patton had a great game off the bench tonight, 8 points for BG. And as you said, she's starting to find her way on varsity and is going to be a real big piece for the Bobcats.
I've always thought that it takes about a half a season to play at the varsity level. Even if you're an outstanding athlete, it takes about half a season to really understand how it goes because it's faster. People are quicker. People are bigger. People are stronger. And it takes a little while to really feel comfortable at that level. Same thing with Danielle Innes from last year. That she really settled in as it goes along, and I think we're really seeing that from Camry, starting to really understand the level, where she fits in on that team, and I think that's part of it too, dynamic-wise in your particular team, where you fit in.
Yeah, so wanted to give that to her, and again, brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. So it is great to have you back. I hope we get to do a few more of these this season for sure.
Absolutely, love it.
So, again, our final score here, 57-35, Delhi girls defeating Bainbridge Guilford. Huge thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios. Jim gives up a lot of his time to do these games whenever I say, hey, it's been changed, and it's a snow day, and everybody's sick, and he says, when do I need to be there? So, also to Craig Stevens helping us get everything set for tonight's game as well. So, for Israel Lormer, I'm Nate Lull. Again, final score, Delhi 57, BG Girls 35. We will see you next week. Keep an eye on natelull.com. Listen to WCDL. We will let you know all about the snow day information, storm watch, weather updates, and we will know a little bit later what our games will be next week on the radio. So we'll see you again soon here on WCDL Sports.
Classic hits and today's best music. WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, the low one above. There's a winter storm warning in effect. Sunday, snow heavy at times, highs in the mid-teens, wind chill values at 0, and up to 10 inches expected on Sunday.